The Rebel Who Changed the World. Steve Jobs wasn't just a businessman. He was a visionary rebel who looked at the world differently. Born in 1955 and adopted by a working-class family in California, he grew up surrounded by the booming electronics industry of Silicon Valley. Despite dropping out of Reed College because it was too expensive for his parents, he continued auditing classes that interested him, such as calligraphy. This seemingly random decision would later inspire the elegant typography of the first Macintosh computer. His early journey proves that every experience, no matter how disconnected it seems, can shape our future in profound ways. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. Steve Jobs. From a garage to a global empire. In 1976, inside a modest family garage, a 21-year-old Steve Jobs partnered with his friend Steve Wozniak to start Apple Computer. They had a singular, revolutionary vision to put a computer in the hands of everyday people. At a time when computers were massive, expensive machines used only by corporations, Jobs envisioned them as accessible tools for individual creativity. Through relentless determination, they launched the Apple II, which became a massive success. Jobs' ability to combine complex engineering with beautiful, user-friendly design quickly turned Apple into a multi-million dollar company, proving that a clear, bold vision can disrupt an entire industry. The bitter taste of defeat. Success, however, did not last long without turbulence. In 1985, after a grueling power struggle with the board of directors, Jobs was devastatingly fired from the very company he had created. For many, this would be the end of the road, but Jobs refused to let failure define him. Instead of giving up, he channeled his energy into new ventures, founding Next Computer and acquiring the animation studio Pixar. During this period of exile, he learned crucial lessons about leadership and resilience. Pixar went on to create Toy Story, the world's first fully computer animated feature film, reminding the world of his magical touch. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Steve Jobs. The ultimate comeback. In 1997, Apple was on the brink of bankruptcy, bleeding money and desperately lacking direction. In a cinematic twist of fate, Apple bought Next, bringing Jobs back to his roots. What followed was arguably the greatest corporate turnaround in history. Jobs immediately cut unnecessary projects, refined the product line, and introduced the iMac, bringing color and life back into technology. He didn't just save Apple, he propelled it to unprecedented heights. Over the next decade, he introduced the iPod, iPhone, and iPad, devices that fundamentally transformed how we listen to music, communicate, and consume media. Setbacks are often just setups for a spectacular comeback. A legacy of perfection. Steve Jobs was known for his uncompromising demand for excellence. He believed that the inside of a computer should be as beautiful as the outside, even if nobody would ever see it. This obsession with detail and user experience created a cult-like loyalty among Apple consumers. He famously pushed his engineers to achieve the impossible, ignoring the boundaries of what was currently feasible. While his management style was often criticized as harsh, his singular focus on creating insanely great products left a permanent mark on humanity. He showed the world that passion combined with an unwavering commitment to quality builds everlasting empires. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Steve Jobs. The final chapter and everlasting impact. Even after being diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer in 2003, Jobs' drive did not diminish. He continued to work tirelessly, presenting iconic products like the iPad while privately battling a severe illness. Facing mortality gave him a profound sense of urgency, sharpening his focus on what truly mattered. He famously told a graduating class at Stanford that death is the single best invention of life, as it clears out the old to make way for the new. Passing away in 2011, his spirit lives on globally. With unrelenting perseverance and a touch of madness, anyone can make a dent in the universe.